the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hopefully this Facebook Live is going to work just fine, as the last couple of two didn't. Oh, my goodness. Sneezing live on Facebook. That's a first. Okay. So welcome. Podcast 206. It is Friday, the 18th of January. It's almost the weekend. We've got an exciting weekend this weekend coming up because the wife is going to London to meet up with some friends. So it's me and the four-year-old. Woohoo! So the question is, will you be able to tell which one is which? Which one's the grown-up and which one's the child? I must remember to feed the child. That's something I need to remember to do. I'm not really that bad, by the way, in case you wondered. But it's an exciting weekend. Really looking forward to it. I've got people on speed dial in case I get into trouble. Oh, dear. So podcast 206, how to double your website traffic this year. So there's only a couple of ways to do it, basically. Well, there's two ways. Let's just get down to brass tacks. There's only two ways of doubling your website traffic. One is you pay for it, paid ads. The second one is you use organic ads for it. So, yes, you can break those two areas down, but you've got a choice to make first of all. So if you've got some money, do you want to be running paid ads? Now, I would put a caveat there, and I would just be very cautious of running any paid adverts at all for something that's not tested, right? Because all it's going to do is Facebook's going to take your money. And Google pay-per-clips is very, very expensive these days compared to how it was 10 years ago. When we used to run like £2,000-£3,000 a month, we spent 30-40 grand a year on Google pay-per-click getting to number one. We were already number one, by the way, for our keywords, which was on furniture packages, but we still paid Google pay-per-click because you still got results off that. So, but we had a tried and tested sales conversion process. We had a tried and trusted product. We were installing two or three furniture packs a day. We had a backlog of 4 weeks. Like, we were very popular. I was kind of a big thing in the furniture package world. So that's paid traffic. But if you're brand new and you're just starting out and you've not got a lot of money, you don't want to be running paid ads. Not yet. Not until you've tested your conversion mechanism, your sales conversion process. Once that's tested and you know that that's actually going to work, then, yes, you can start running paid ads to that. As long as that sales funnel is going to keep on converting. And if it's not, you've got to keep an eye on it, right? If you're not in that position, which most people are not, you need to go back over to the free version of doubling your website, which you can still do. It just takes a little bit more effort and more content specifically. So the idea here is that you just generate a lot of content and you drive all traffic back to your website. I've seen people on Facebook, and what they do is they try and sell on Facebook. Like, that might have a place depending on your business, but generally not. And generally not on the first time that person's ever seen you exist, right? Because people have to get to know that you are credible, that you're trustworthy, that you can do what you say you're going to do, that they like you, that they like the product, that they like the company. That's Jordan's Wolf of Wall Street straight line persuasion type stuff. So you've got to make sure that you're taking people off Facebook and back onto your website. And the other benefit of that, of course, is that then if you do want to run a tiny little bit of paid ads, you can run some Facebook adverts to anybody who's been on your website. That would be a good thing, right? Anyone who's been on a specific product on your page, just, you know, run them an advert. That would be a good thing to do. Keep your budgets really low, and you're not going to have just lots of people clicking randomly on stuff. It's people who've already been to your website. But how do you get people to your website in the first place? Well, there's only one thing for you to do if you're not running paid ads, and that's content, okay? Like, content is like a form of a paid ad. It just doesn't go out to as many people. It just goes out to your current contacts. So, like, you know, It depends on how many contacts you've got. If you've not got enough contacts, you've only got 500 people on Facebook and you're running organic traffic on Facebook to try and get people back to your website, you are going to get some people back to your website. But how many of those 500 people, unless they absolutely love everything that you do, which they're not going to, right? Some of them don't even know who you are. They've never spoken to you. They don't even know why your friends, your best friends, uncles, mums, aunties, buddy type friend. So nobody knows even who you are. So why, you know, if you've only got 500 friends on Facebook, you've got a different kind of problem. It's not necessarily a content problem. You've got a traffic, a reach problem. You're not reaching enough people with any messages that you put out. And so what's the point in that? Well, I mean, we're very lucky. You know, we've got, two and a half, 3,000 people on Facebook. I deleted about 1,000, 2,000 people. Should be at the 5,000 point mark. But I got fed up with Facebook. I just started deleting people about 3 or 4 years ago. It's taken a while to build back up. Our Facebook page, only about 1,000, not a huge amount of people. Our group's not massive, but then we've got a decent size mailing list. We've got a good size Twitter following, 14,000. We've got a good size LinkedIn following, about 14,000. So our reach is quite good. Not only that, but then, you know, we've had a 250,000 views on YouTube. So I don't know what that breaks down to as an individual person. Some people watch all our videos. Some people just watch one and then click off or click to the website. And then in addition to that, we've got iTunes and we've got a lot of people downloading the iTunes podcast. And not everybody downloads it from iTunes. They'll find it and then they'll do a search and then they'll land on the website. So this is the other thing that happens that you can't actually track. People might type in my name onto Google, which they do because we've seen the pages that people land on. We know that that's what people are typing. So they might be typing that, but they might have found us on iTunes and then gone to Google and found us. They might have found us on YouTube and then gone to Google and found us. So you know, if you're not coming up for number one for your business name or your name, then that's something you need to work on your business. But if you want to double your website traffic, you've got to start creating content. There's just no two ways about it. And there's basically three types of content you can create, okay? There's written, there's audio, and there is video. We start with video because we can pull out the written, we can pull out quotes, we can pull out images from the video, and obviously we can pull out the MP3 from the video, and we can use all that content and chunk it down into smaller pieces and then ship that out. So we use video. But you've then got two types of content going onto social media. So you've got static content, which is stuff you've already pre-recorded, pre-made videos, pre-made text. And then you've got dynamic. I'm making these terms up now. This is an example of a dynamic. Depends on when you're listening to it, actually. But this is a good example of a dynamic kind of piece of content. I'm live. I don't know what's going to happen. Aliens might land on the lawn and come in and introduce themselves and think I'm their leader. I'm your leader, which would be awesome because I pretend that I was definitely in charge of the modern world. Yeah, heck yeah, that would be awesome. So are you in charge? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely in charge. Oh, yes. That could be a little bit interesting. But anyway, we don't know, right? We don't know. Anything could happen in the next 5 minutes. So I got up this morning to let the dog out. There was this massive bright light, like much brighter than any star I've ever seen up in the sky. And I left my phone upstairs, and I've got a Star Walker type app on my phone, which shows me. And I looked, and I didn't know what it was. Just a very bright light. Could have been a spaceship. Like nobody knows, right? Nobody knows what's going to happen in this video. Not even me. You're as surprised as I am when the words come out of my mouth, which is always fun. So this is a dynamic kind of content, and when people are on, you can get engagement, and you can say hello to people. So you've got that type, and this type of content has to go out on Facebook, on Twitter, on, you can't really do it on LinkedIn, but you can put videos out. And then you've got to mix that in with all the static stuff. Because if it's just static stuff, it looks like it's all pre-made and it's all pre-scheduled, which it is, but you've also got to give some live stuff just such as this. So in a nutshell, and if you're just joining me, we're just about to close up, but you can watch the replay because it's really good content. So in summary then, if you want to double your website, there's two types of ways of doing it. One is you pay for traffic. The second one is that you use organic. If you're going to go down the organic path, there's only three ways of doing that. You either type it, you create some images, or you create some video. And if you're creating video, there's two types of that. There's static, which is pre-made video of you talking or whatever. or it could be a PowerPoint presentation, we'll be talking over top of it. And then the second type is dynamic, which is where it's like this, it's live, and you're getting all sorts of different stuff going on. So that will do us for today. Nice short podcast in 10 minutes there. But if you've got any questions about what your digital marketing strategy needs to be for this year, then come and hit us up on my website. You can't miss it. It's all over the place. And we'll catch up with you there. All right, my name's Dan Latto. It's a Friday, so no podcast over weekend. And I'll be exhausted from looking after a four-year-old. Or is it a four-year-old looking after me? But we'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a wicked weekend. Take care, guys.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.